Thank you again, Mr. Chairman. On November 20th, 2009, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett requested that the OAS send an international electoral observation mission to the general elections of the Commonwealth of Dominica, scheduled for December 18th, 2009. This was not the first time the OAS observed. This was not, the first time the OAS observed in Dominica, but it was also the first time that, since independence, that the country had any type of international election observation. At stake were the 21 seats of the unicameral parliament, each seat representing a constituency and awarded based on a first-past-the-post system. A total of 62 candidates participated in these elections. The ruling Dominican Labor Party was the only party contesting in all 21 constituencies. The opposition United Workers' Party registered 17 candidates, and the Dominican Freedom Party put forward 11 candidates. Five candidates represented the Dominican Progressive Party, and three candidates were from the Progressive Dominican Movement. There were five independent candidates. The ruling DLP won 18 seats, while the opposition UWP retained three. The remaining political parties and independent candidates failed to obtain parliamentary representation. The OAS deployed a mission of 16 persons who visited 100% of the polling sites in the country, witnessing voting firsthand and interviewing presiding officers, poll clerks, party agents, police officers, and members of the public regarding preparations and the conduct of the elections. The mission arrived on December 9th and observed political party rallies and other campaign activities. Likewise, observers remained after Election Day and visited the returning offices where the official recounts took place. In all of the polling stations observed on Election Day, presiding officers, poll clerks, party agents were present at their assigned sites and followed procedures in accordance with election laws. Agents from the political parties and independent candidacies were present and worked harmoniously with the electoral authorities throughout the day. Sufficient electoral materials were available and the necessary information for voters was made visible at the polling sites. Most polls opened promptly at 7 a.m. and by 7:10 a.m. all were fully functional. Police were present in all of the polling sites, effectively and unobtrusively maintaining security. The environment in which citizens exercise their franchise was peaceful and without incident. The observers received some reports of campaigning within the 100-yard limit, but this was not widespread. There were no reported instances of intimidation of voters or any other serious irregularities. Presiding officers and poll clerks were well-trained and impartially instructed electors on the procedures for voting. The secrecy of the vote was maintained. Observers noted that most people identified their polling sites easily and electoral authorities assisted those in doubt. Polls closed promptly at 5 p.m., and as at the opening, electoral officials followed procedures appropriately and, for the most part, expeditiously. There is no voter identity card in Dominica. A person is allowed to vote if he or she is on the list. Citizens are not required to show identification to vote. The use of indelible ink prevents attempts to vote more than once. According to the party agents interviewed by the OAS observers, most voters found their names on the list and cast their ballots without incidents. The campaign period was not without its controversies, however. The OAS mission heard various allegations of charter planes and airfares provided to supporters of the ruling Dominican Labor Party who are living abroad. Another recurrent complaint of the opposition parties concerned perceived bias in media coverage and the inability to purchase advertising. Of the three primary radio stations in the country, one private station openly supported the ruling party, both in its coverage and its transmission of paid advertisement. Another private station, albeit with less national coverage, provides sympathetic coverage and access to the opposition United Workers' Party. Despite the perceived inequities, the opposition parties were able to transmit their message to the general public, however. As previously mentioned, the OAS observers remain for the recount conducted by the returning officers in the constituency the day after the elections. Preliminary results on election day showed that three constituencies, Roseau Central, La Plaine, and Morne-Jean, were decided by 5 votes or fewer. OAS observers were present in these constituencies, as were the candidates and their agents. In one constituency, La Plaine, the recount reversed the outcome from the preliminary count, and the former leader of the opposition, Ron Green, lost his seat by 2 votes to the DLP candidate, Petr St. John. In the remaining constituencies, the final count confirmed the outcomes of the preliminary count. In the opinion of the OAS mission, the review of the ballots and the decision to their validity by the returning officers was conducted consistently and did not appear to prejudice or favor any particular candidate. The day after the elections, the OAS mission released a written statement with its initial observations and recommendations. I would like to take this opportunity to reiterate those recommendations for the representatives of the Permanent Council. Number one. Dominica is one of the few remaining countries in the Caribbean without a voter identification card. In the past, both party leaders and electoral authorities have recommended issuing a card. Indeed, this appears to remain an issue in which there exists consensus that cuts across party lines. Despite an estimated population of 69,000 persons, the voter registry in Dominica contains approximately 65,000 names. While the disproportionate number can be attributed to many Dominicans living outside the country, the list also contains names of people who have deceased or have moved out of the country and have not returned. The mission recommends that the newly elected government, in consultation with the opposition and the Electoral Commission, consider the implementation of an identification card system. Providing cards to registered voters of Dominica will facilitate the complete revision and updating of the voter registry. Number two, as previously mentioned, the opposition claimed that the government identified potential voters residing outside the country and paid for their airfare to come to Dominica to vote. While the mission cannot verify the veracity of these claims, it encourages the parties presenting the allegations to provide evidence to the appropriate authorities of Dominica for further investigation. Likewise, legislation defining the appropriate use of funds to bring voters to the polls should be considered. That said, it is not uncommon for the Caribbean to have large populations living abroad and for many of these citizens to return home to vote. The legislation in Dominica requires only that a person be present in the country one time during a 5-year period and have his or her name on the voters' list. Any efforts to regulate the providing of transportation to the members of the diaspora should not impede on these citizens' franchise. Number three, in Dominica, individual media outlets decide whether or not to cover political events or whether or not to accept paid advertising from political parties. They can abstain from any coverage or they can decide to focus exclusively on one political party. While the Opposition Workers' Party and Dominica Freedom Party were afforded an outlet through Q95 radio station to voice their opinions, this opportunity was circumstantial. Current legislation does not offer any guarantees or benchmarks for access to the media. Such regulation should be considered. It could require that all media outlets providing political parties the same opportunity to purchase primetime advertising at the same cost, or it could stipulate a certain amount of free advertising. Number four, the mission met with the members of the Christian Council and the Evangelical Association of Churches who worked to present a code of conduct for the candidates and political parties. The mission commends the effort, but was disappointed that the parties could not agree to the terms of this code. Civil society, be it these organizations or others, should assume greater responsibilities in supporting the electoral process, such as mounting a national observation mission or monitoring the media to provide an objective analysis of the coverage of the political campaigns. Number five, there are significant disparities among the constituencies of Dominica. The largest constituency has 6,676 registered voters, while the smallest has 1,520. In a single-member first-past-the-post system, these population imbalances create disparities in representation. The Electoral Boundary Commission should be constituted and new boundaries should be proposed and approved before the next elections. Number six, OAS observers were present for the preliminary count, which took place on Election Day at the individual polling stations, and the final count, which took place the day after in the returning offices. OAS observers noted that the presiding and returning officers evenly applied criteria for determining the validity of a marked ballot. In both counts, though, election officers and party agents seemed to focus more on the technicalities of the marking instead of the intention of the vote. Whether the mark on the ballot is an X, a cross, or a tick, it should not override the most important criteria, the intention of the voter. The rules and regulations governing what constitutes a valid vote should be reviewed and made clear in this regard. Since its arrival, the OAS mission observed that the people of Dominica continuously demonstrated civility toward their fellow citizens and respect for the democratic values enshrined in this country's political process. The OAS mission wishes to congratulate and thank those involved in the general elections of 2009 in the Commonwealth of Dominica, including the Chief Elections Officer, Ms. Marina Williams, and her staff, as well as Mr. Gerald Burton, Chairman of the Electoral Commission, and the other members of the Commission. It would like to recognize the commitment and professionalism of the many government officials, political party leaders and candidates, presiding officers, poll clerks, and party agents, and of course, the citizens of the Commonwealth of Dominica. In closing, I would like to take this opportunity to express our gratitude to the governments of Brazil, Canada, and the United States of America for providing crucial financial support for this mission. Lastly, I would like to recognize the important support of the OAS representative in Dominica, Joseph Campbell, and his staff for their support. This, Chairman, concludes the Chief of Missions report for the OAS mission to the general elections in Dominica. Thank you very much.